court's order, please. Is there anyone that would like to volunteer to give our opening prayer this morning? Any volunteers?
I will, Judge.
Commissioner?
Dear Lord, we are thankful for the blessings that you bestow on us every day. We ask that you would look upon this court this morning, that we make good decisions. Please be with our armed forces, keeping us safe, our first responders here who protect us every day. We ask that you bless this county, bless this state. We ask these in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If you'll join me in our pledges to our United States and Texas flags.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor
the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Let the record reflect that all members of court are present this morning. The commissioners would entertain a motion to approve our commissioners' court agenda this morning.
Move.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Under proclamations and resolutions, first we have Emergency Medical Services Week. Good morning.
Judge Doyle, commissioners, good morning. On behalf of the Montgomery County Hospital District, Board of Directors, and the administration, I'm here to speak to you regarding EMS Week. It's my honor to represent the EMS professionals that work for both MCHD and throughout our county and state. EMS is a young profession. You know, some of you may recall the television show Emergency from the 70s that told the story of Johnny Gage and Roy DeSoto. You know, that from those beginnings when most ambulances were operated by funeral homes to today, you know, we've come a long way. Today, EMS professionals, paramedics, emergency medical technicians, and advanced emergency medical technicians stand ready to provide advanced care in your time of need. It's been my privilege to serve with many of these professionals, and I ask for the court to adopt the following proclamation in recognition of their service. To designate the week of May 20th through 26th, 2018 as Emergency Medical Services Week, whereas the Montgomery County Hospital District provides emergency medical services to the citizens of Montgomery County, Texas, and whereas access to quality emergency care dramatically improves the survival and recovery rate of those who experience sudden illness or injury, and whereas the members of emergency medical service teams, whether career or volunteer, engage in thousands of hours of specialized training and continuing education to enhance their life-saving skills, and whereas the Montgomery County Commissioner's Court hereby supports and recognizes the Montgomery County Hospital District Emergency Services personnel as an integral partner to the citizens of Montgomery County. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Montgomery County, Texas, does hereby proclaim the week of May 20th through 22nd, 2018, as Emergency Medical Services Week.
Move.
Any questions or comments, commissioners? Well, it's been a great partnership with the hospital district. We thank you for all that you do.
Thank
all
you,
in
sir.
Favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Item 7B is recognition of Dr. Catherine Paneri.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone in the court. Dr. Robert Dixon, I'm the medical director of the Montgomery County Hospital District EMS. It's very appropriate that we honor Dr. Paneri on EMS Week. One of the most important things, I think, to carrying out our mission with the hospital district is proper training. We engage in lots of very complex procedures, and I want to recognize Dr. Catherine Paneri this morning for her assistance in developing and maintaining our educational program with our paramedics. So the hospital district would like to give you the Clinical Excellence Award from the Office of the Medical Director. Thank you very much, Dr. Paneri.
Thank you. Dr. Paneri's doing a great job.
Congratulations.
We have a motion there.
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Congratulations, Dr. Pineri. Okay, Commissioners, under County Clerk, need a motion to approve our Commissioners Court minutes from our regular session dated April 24th, 2018.
Move.
Second.
Comments, any additions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, under Consent Agenda, we do have one person sign up for a comment under consent. Just to give a brief overview to avoid any confusion on our public comment. In the beginning, when I first took office, public comment was at the end of the agenda, which didn't make sense because all the action had already been taken. I moved public comment to the beginning of the agenda, which included all public comment, agendaed items and non-agendaed items, where we had a lot of department heads that had to sit here and listen through a lot of comment that wasn't related to the court meeting at the time. And so in an effort to try to avoid department heads having to be here for the entire comment section, I changed it then again to have agendaed item comments and another comment section at the end of the agenda for non-agendaed items, so we could discuss anything that need be. Then a lot of the comments on the agenda were held right at the beginning, and we may not get to that agendaed item till 20, 30, maybe 45 minutes later. So in an effort to make it more efficient, I moved public comment to the time of the agendaed item, so you could have your public comment at the time the agendaed item was to be discussed. So we could kind of put those two together, and then still have a comment period at the end of the agenda. In order to recognize people on agendaed item at the time of the agenda, we put a 9:20 cutoff time for sign-ups for people that wanted to speak on agendaed items in an effort to make it as easy as possible, give everybody an opportunity to speak on the items they want. So, with that being said, for those that signed up to speak on the agendaed items, you will be allowed to speak. If you didn't sign up to speak on an agendaed item, there will be a time at the end of the agenda to allow anyone to have comment that they like after our agenda is finished. So, we do have one person sign up to speak on the on a consent agenda item, Ginger Russell, item C6.
Hi, I'm Ginger Russell, Precinct 2 Chairman in Magnolia, and I wanted to address the item of the engineer of Hallsworth and paying an outside engineer to do something that we have an engineer, a county engineer, paid to do the job while we're double dipping into our funds to replicate. This one sort of stood out to me. I had 5 acres on Hallsworth Road I sold about 5 years ago. So when I was going through the agenda, Hallsworth Road stood out to me. Then I was going through some campaign finance reports yesterday, and I saw John Hallsworth is one of y'all's campaign contributors to a couple of you on this board. And I just was curious as to why we're double dipping when we already have a county employee that we're paying to do the job that this guy's doing.
Comments. He was the only one signed up on any consent agenda items, Commissioners. I would entertain a motion unless there's an item you'd like to have brought forward to approve our consent agenda.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 11A, Sheriff.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. I'm presenting that on behalf of the Sheriff. Item 11A is considering taking appropriate action on acceptance and approval of an appraisal for donated property and authorizing county judge and or auditor to sign the reporting documents and donation deed from Conroe CS Holdings LP for 16.416 acres. This is for the Sheriff Radio Tower. This is the donation from the Johnson Development Grand Central Park developer for the Sheriff Radio Tower. The appraisal that we received is $180,000 for that 16 acres, and they are donating that as part of the donation deed. The other portion of the resolution order is for us to pay the clothing cost, which are approximately $7,467.95. Majority of that is the survey cost to reimburse or to pay for the survey for that 16 acres that we're acquiring by donation from them.
What's the value of the land that's being donated?
$180,000.
So does this action today, are you looking for a funding source to fund that, the
closing
cost?
We do need a funding source for the closing cost of that $7,600.
I think we do that at capital.
I move contingency as a funding source.
You want to do contingency or capital, that capital funding account?
$600.
$7,600.
I don't guess it really matters.
$1,467.95.
Aren't we using the capital improvement plan to move the tower along with insurance proceeds?
Capital improvement account.
Keep it all together, that's fine.
And.
Okay.
I amend my motion.
Judge, before we vote, I want to point out that I don't think we'd have gotten this done without you working closely with Johnson Development Company to make that happen. And Sheriff, as well, you working so hard to get this taken care of, it's something that was a long time in the process.
It's taken a while, but it's been, I think it'll be a good move, Sheriff, don't you think it'll improve communications for you guys?
Big asset.
Great. All right.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any questions, or any opposed? Motion carries. All right, Fire Marshal, Mr. Williams.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Morning, Jimmy.
Morning.
Jimmy.
12A, consider, discuss, and approve adding a K-9 stipend for position 5433-6400-4. That the remaining fiscal year of 2018 funds be provided by account 5434-436210. That's a $250 stipend, approximately 10 pay periods. Future funding to be considered during the normal budget process, and then authorize the Fire Marshal to accept the K-9 on behalf of Montgomery County. The K-9 is an explosives K-9 funded through a grant through the Office of Emergency Management.
Move.
Second.
Jimmy, it's unfortunate that we need dogs that can do this, but I tell you, after watching those dogs in action and being at an event recently where a dog made a hit, they're pretty dang valuable. So thanks for securing this grant.
A little bit of numbers, 33 explosive incidents call-outs in the last 12 months, 56 major events where our dogs have worked. We have one explosive K-9 in our office. We're the bomb squad now, we're making those call-outs. And especially in the warm weather, those dogs wear out. You need to have, for a large event, you need to have more animals, so, you know, they're a finite resource, so we definitely, this is a need.
Are y'all called out, like events like the Ironman, to patrol those and?
These dogs are funded through federal grants, so our current explosive K-9 has worked Super Bowls, World Series, All-Star Games, Ironman, multiple Ironmans, pavilion events, major concerts, any major event we're requested. You won't see us, but as the Commissioner can attest, we're there.
Absolutely.
Right, great. All right, any other comments, questions, Commissioners? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Jimmy, thank you.
Thank you.
Just to go back to item 11A, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank Johnson Development for their donation of that land for that tower, so thank you to Johnson Development for that. District Attorney, Mr. Holly.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Speaking of dogs, I hope to introduce you to the newest member of the District Attorney's Office. Gentlemen, this is Pam Traylor. I wanted to let Pam just tell you about Suman.
If you would, please step to the mic so they can hear you on the external sound.
Sumi came to be with us, we're going on our third week. She started meeting victims immediately. She meets with primarily our child victims, but she does comfort adult victims as well. She meets with them when we have our interviews and talk about the abuse the children have suffered. She makes it a lot easier for them to talk about it. Sometimes they haven't been able to discuss it at all until they're around the presence of the dog. She also will go into the courtroom when they have to testify in their close proximity to the offender that hurt them. She will sit underneath the stand with them and allow them to be able to testify. It gives them comfort and security, and they're able to talk about what happened to them. She's a, I know y'all I'll remember Ranger. He was a great asset. We have Chaco. He also is doing well, and we see a need for another dog. We have that much activity going on, so Simi's already doing a great job. So.
You going to take care of him, too?
Yes, I'm the handler. I get another dog, so I'm excited.
Another child. I move contingency as a funding source.
Second.
Any questions or comments, Commissioner? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you. Gentlemen, I have this item. Consider approve creating position 4351-3991-1, full-time intern at a rate of $17.73 per hour, effective 5/12/2018. Total annual salary with benefits $54,428.98. Approximate prorated amount for the remainder of the fiscal year 2018 with benefits $23,450.68. Position be funded from the district attorney asset forfeiture funds.
Is this a position that will be funded? I mean, is this an intern? But is this somebody that probably will go to work for you and it'll be a new position? Or?
Potentially, sir. You funded this as a part-time position earlier in the year. Now we have an opportunity to use this young lady from Sam Houston full-time. I'm not sure whether she'll remain with us, but we'll pursue another person if we can.
If she does remain with us in 2019, you know, we can't make a decision today on that funding. So
yes, sir. I know.
You need to make the hire with her understanding that when the asset forfeiture money runs out,
right,
so does the position.
Yes, sir. I understand that.
Okay.
We do understand that.
Good.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Purchasing.
Commissioner, judges, I mean, judge and commissioners, let me get that right. Okay, I would like to award the RFP project number 1840, lease and development of approximately 8.82 acres of parcel property with lease contract to follow for Conroe North Houston Regional Airport to Burden Construction.
Who?
Burden Construction, B-U-R-D-E-N.
I move.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Item.
Motion carries.
What was the cost on that 400?
I'm sorry?
What was the cost on this?
There's no cost on there right now. The contract is being developed by the county attorney after this award. Absolutely. Come on up.
Okay.
This is actually an RFP for private development. What we do at the airport, we lease out parcels to private developers. They're going to build hangars, lease them out, sell them. They'll go on the tax roll. They'll pay tax. So it's no cost to the county. We're
Got
just
it.
Leasing a parcel of the airport.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And item B will be deferred, please.
Thanks.
Did we move on A?
Yes, sir.
Did we take a vote?
No.
Yeah, on the first one, deferred the second.
Deferred the second one. Good on the first one? Okay.
Good.
All right.
All right, thank you.
We now need to recess our commissioner's court and convene the public hearings for the district clerk and two commissioners. District clerk.
Good morning, Judge, commissioners.
Good morning.
My name is Vicki Klubinski. I'm here representing the office of the district clerk. We're presenting our annual plan of the district court technology fund. We ask that you consider and approve this fund written archival plan that will continue the preservation of archive documents from the 1800s to 1999. This year we're requesting $170,000 for the 2018-19 project to be funded from the district court technology fund. We currently have around $100,000 in that fund, and we're projecting that we will be bringing in about $65,000 more before the end of this fiscal year. So it is a projection, but we have a lot of documents we'd like to continue to preserve and want to use the money as much as there possibly is.
So there is a possibility, Vicki, that you might need some more money before the end of the fiscal year?
No. No, we are currently finished with what we were going to do this fiscal year. And there's a little balance left, but we still have thousands of historical pages.
Well, it's important we save those. I move.
Well, it should be up to, because we're unsure. We don't want to just say a flat $170,000 up to
Okay.
And it sounds like you have 165 if you have 100 plus 65.
Yes, well, we have.
So it would be 165, not 170?
We actually have 105.
Commissioner, that projection's through the end of this fiscal year, and they're required statutorily with the... This is a special revenue that's authorized by the state, and they're required to file this plan with you, and this plan is for actually next year.
Okay.
So she thinks they'll have 165 by the end of this year.
Phyllis, you can confirm that. You can verify and confirm that that's...
We agree with that projection. We worked with them on this.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm surprised. That is such a restricted fund.
Yep.
I'm surprised that it needs to come to court. I don't...
And it's provided in the government code. It says that the clerk shall file a plan with the commissioner's court annually.
That plan.
Yes, sir.
Will have to come with every item that they spend those dollars on.
Okay.
Any comments from anyone concerning this plan?
Thank you.
Did we move?
We got a vote.
This is a public hearing.
Oh.
B, do you have comments on that, or are you going to item B?
I'm ready for item B whenever the court's ready.
All right. Item B1, precinct 1.
Consider and discuss the partial revision of lots 1 and 2, Twain's Landing, to be known as Willis Cavalry DTP Edition. The purpose of this is to combine the two lots into one unrestricted reserve. The plat's not ready yet. We do have approval from the Homeowner Association.
Is there anybody here to discuss this morning? Not, Judge.
Okay. Item C1 under precinct 2.
This is to consider and discuss the partial revision of Restricted Reserve A, Big Tree Commercial Plaza, to be known as Big Tree Commercial Plaza, partial replat number 1. This again, there is no active HOA. The plat's not ready, and it is again creating one unrestricted reserve out of two lots, I believe.
Okay. Anyone here to discuss this? Sorry, Charlie.
Go ahead. Anyone here to discuss this?
We now need to adjourn our public hearing and reconvene Commissioner's Court. And B, do you need action on...
No action is needed on the replats yet. The plats aren't quite ready.
How about A1? Do we need action on that, Amy, for the district clerk?
Okay. I move on A1. Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Commissioner Precinct 4, we have a number of people that have signed up to speak on this item. Read a brief comment here. We'll now invite public comments on items on today's agenda. Please state your name and the topic of your comment before beginning your remarks. Public comments may not exceed 3 minutes, and I'll just leave it at that for today. First, we have signed up Mr. Bill O'Sullivan.
Bill O'Sullivan, Precinct 3, The Woodlands. Morning, gentlemen. I'm coming up to talk about this toll road, not the toll road 249, but this flyover. Now, all during the campaign in the primary, one of the principal things you talked about was it was important for the county to keep control of that 3 miles because the county could elect to remove tolls, which the state would never do. Well, here we are. We're talking about a quarter mile worth of road for each ramp and having tolls on them, and it's readily seen that it causes a backup to 242 and creates hazardous conditions. So here you have an opportunity with a paid-off toll. I wouldn't say it's a road ramp, toll ramp, and to just get rid of it. But you balk at it. So how can you put any faith in everything you talked about on 249 when you won't even get rid of this toll on this simple little ramp? Doesn't make any sense. You're going to have the widening of 242, and you're talking about an intersection of an interstate and a state road. I am sure that eastbound ramps will be completed and it'll be part of that, and we will probably participate in it, and that's fine. But not removing these tolls now on the eastbound side creates hazardous condition, which is not necessary. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Dennis Tibbs.
Dennis Dibbs, Precinct 2. And I actually wanted to talk about appraisals, but let me first mention how discouraging it is to come here every couple of weeks and see this court vote against the will of the people, particularly concerning toll roads. And there's no confusion about how the people feel about toll roads. The folks that come up here in support of toll roads are usually your peers in government or government-type operations. Another area where we're being disserved is in the appraisal process. Yesterday I got my new appraisal bill. Even though I had a big increase last year, I had the maximum increase, 10%, this year. And when I decided to go look up elected officials, I was maybe not surprised to see most elected officials had zeros, and that includes most of the folks on Commissioner's Court. Some even had pretty big reductions. So from an aerial view, it looks like the Commissioner's Court is ignoring the will of the people and have some sort of a sweetheart deal with the tax office. So if you're not looking into that, that's something you guys need to be looking into.
Thank you. Mark Frank.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, my name is Mark Frank from Precinct 1. I'm not here to scold y'all. Instead, I'm here to urge y'all to do something that no one's ever done. 242's tolls can, in fact, be removed. Y'all would be setting precedent to actually keep the word from the first original toll road that once the toll is completely paid for, that the tolls themselves would be removed. I'm going to urge y'all to do something no one else has ever done in Texas. Be one for the people. Remove the tolls. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Frank. Kelly Cook.
Hello, my name is Kelly Cook, and I reside in Precinct 1. And I want to thank Commissioner Clark for bringing this item forward. It is obviously the will of the people that the tolls are removed. It is blatantly obvious if you drive anywhere near 242 and you see the overpass is empty or one lone straggler car going up there while everybody else is piled up at the bottom, boycotting basically the 242 flyover because they don't want to pay the tolls. So I know we're going to hear about your commitment to the toll road, but I think you need to demonstrate your commitment to the people of Montgomery County. They have rejected your toll road by refusing to use it very often. There are a few occasional people, but mostly everybody else is piled up in a traffic jam boycotting the toll road. And I further urge you not to plan any more toll roads, or this fight is just going to go on and on and on long after this runoff season is over. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Keith Lincoln.
Thank you, Judge Doyle and the commissioners, for allowing me to speak. My name is Keith Lincoln. I live in Harper's Landing. I have, I guess I'm newly designated in my community as a community leader for Harper's Landing, Harper's Preserve. And due to the increasing traffic troubles that we've had at the intersection of 242, the situation has deteriorated rapidly over the last year. And I can talk about the will of the people, and I think you all know what the will is. But let me tell you what I've been doing. I have been meeting diligently with Commissioner Jim Clark in Precinct 4, which is my commissioner. I've been meeting with the TxDOT. I've been meeting with all of our county. We had a meeting last week in which we had over 125 people show up to discuss this very issue. And I can tell you, you don't have 125 people here. I had 125 people show up to discuss the toll roads, and another 200 to 300 more that were part of our social media exchanging their concerns and frustration over the situation. So in my meetings, what we've been able to do is we've methodically addressed the various intersection problems that we have with TxDOT. We can't get in and out of our neighborhood safely. We have numbers of problems, and so we've worked with TxDOT, who's done traffic studies from start to finish all the way up and down 242 on how to improve the situation. The problem right now that I can't change and TxDOT can't change is we can't remove the tolls because we can't get the votes from you gentlemen. The reason why the tolls need to be removed is, like you've already heard, these these flybys have not met the purpose that they were intended to, which is to take traffic away from the intersection. We have a dangerous intersection. The traffic builds up every day, and the flybys stay empty because of the toll. You can call it a boycott. You can call it, you know, people trying to be frugal with their money. I can tell you as a husband, my wife has to drive through that intersection. My children are driving. They have to drive through that intersection. I have to drive through that intersection. And if we were to take the toll roads every day and pay the tolls, then the cost becomes substantial. And I know people will say it's only 50 cents and why not take it? We refuse. So you can either vote to remove the tolls because that's what we want, or I would ask you, I'll give you a plan B, is to put tolls, add new tolls on the Woodlands Parkway, add new tolls on the Lake Woodlands, add new tolls on 1488 and charge everybody else to get in and out of their neighborhood like we have to pay to get in and out of our neighborhood, and find out how popular you gentlemen will be with the rest of the community. We've been singled out. We paid for the flybys. They're paid for. There's no reason to keep them in place. And unfortunately, they sit there unused. They sit there unmaintained. And we sit in traffic. I've been rear-ended. My son has been rear-ended. It's a dangerous intersection. By removing the tolls, we can increase the utilization. And then we can work with TxDOT to retime that light so that way the traffic that backs up in other directions
can be corrected. Thank you for your comments. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Commissioners, Precinct 4. Commissioner Clark, your item.
Okay. Consider, discuss, and take action on 242 flyovers relating to the removal of tolls and TxDOT assuming responsibility of one and or both flyovers. Go ahead.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Judge, I think we've heard today what the will of the people is, and you know, we talk about what we're going to do in the future as far as removing tolls, and I just think it's the right thing to do. I have no authority to go down. We've been looking at the contracts. We've been looking at ways to make this happen, but until I have court approval to move forward with making this happen, I can't really get that done, so that's what I'm asking for today.
Commissioner, are you asking for the tolls on both flyovers to be removed, or just
yes.
One?
Well, if I can't get both, I'll take one, but I'm asking for both.
Judge, I know this court has discussed multiple times the removal of these tolls once the debt has been repaid. We've repaid that debt. I would really like to see us remove the toll. I think it's going to be the right thing for the community at this time, and I appreciate y'all's consideration on this. So,
I mean, I don't disagree with removing tolls when project's completed and it's paid for. That project's not completed. As we all know, and we've talked about it several times in here, we have another flyover to construct. And BD, are there any implications with TxDOT if we take action today on this? We've made commitments to them. We've made agreements with them, and you can say, well, we can walk away.
Well, on the original pass-through toll agreement, the third flyover is not a project listed in that because, to my understanding, I wasn't here then. My understanding, that's in phase two of that.
Right.
So I believe they're, you know, for that, however you want to construe it, either phase two contemplated, but the agreement currently on the pass-through toll talks just about the two flyovers on.
That was just the agreement that we made.
That's the original agreement back some time ago, 2008, I believe, 2008.
But we also committed to build that third direct connector.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's not reflected in the 2008 pass-through toll agreement on the projects listed, but my understanding is there's a phase two contemplated there, and that is part of phase two contemplated. Mm-hmm. As far as any obligation, if you look at that agreement, the obligation is so long as there are tolls, the county, or it's known as the developer in that agreement, the county will maintain it. If the tolls are removed, as we discussed when this came up before, it does not automatically mean that TxDOT will undertake the maintenance of it. As we said back then, we believe that would be a discussion that would need to be had with TxDOT and reach an agreement, because the contract is not directly on point on that, and we believe that TxDOT would probably not unilaterally undertake the maintenance of that, of those flyovers, and that's what the contract addresses.
Yeah, and I think if we complete the project and honor our agreements that we made with TxDOT back in '08, at that time, I think they would be a lot more acceptable to maintaining the program after we release tolls and do away with them at that time. Right now, to build that other leg, the toll money is the way we're going to fund that project.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, back in '08, the estimate on it was 12, 15 million. It's probably 25 now. So this is one way to fund that agreement that we've made with TxDOT. Either that or use we don't have enough capital money. We'd have to sell some kind of bonds to pay for it. And I don't agree with that.
I would think starting in 2019, I think this summer and then next summer, there'll be the pass-through phase two money will be available, Commissioner Riley, is that right?
Say that one more time.
Pass-through phase two money from the state becomes available this summer and next summer.
I was on the phone all day yesterday with TxDOT, even again this morning, and I'm going to say some things that I know that group is not going to agree with. They're not going to believe what I'm going to say. But here's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
It's not paid for. There's an $18 million payment that's due Montgomery County June or July of this year. That will bring the total up to $118 million that we've been reimbursed. Then there's a $56 million that's going to go into an escrow account. And their comment to me was, why would we risk all of this to take the tolls off and not agree to fulfill our commitment to them? They are going to honor their commitment. They expect us to honor our commitment. We're looking at $74 million that we could lose by not honoring our commitment. And I don't think there's anybody up here that's willing to do that.
And another thing, I've got 1097 on the table. And it's a partnership that I have with TxDOT. You know, if we start doing this, I think it's going to set a bad precedence with TxDOT. And they're not going to be trusting of Montgomery County anymore to honor their agreements. And
they want to honor their agreement. They want us to honor our agreement. And our agreement is, get this done, get everything done, and then I'm all for taking the
payment. Yeah, me too.
You get the $74 million in hand.
It's complete.
We'll take it all. But right now, I am not willing to risk $74 million.
I guess I just don't understand how TxDOT can tell us we have to toll this road. We're not saying we're not going
to.
Well,
they
build
didn't
that.
Tell us we
can't. No, we just have to fund the direct connector.
And I don't think there'll be a problem funding that other direct connector. I mean, if we're waiting for the tolls to do it, and it's $15 to $25 million. We're generating $1 million a year.
I don't think we have to wait. I think if the $56 million in escrow, we can get with TxDOT, and we can come up with a plan. We can come up if the third connector is it. Let's do it.
But how? I guess I just don't understand how they can hold us over a barrel as far as keeping the toll, because the toll's not. And I read the agreement as well.
It says in the agreement, you take the tolls off, the agreement's off.
So when's the $56 million, according to your conversation yesterday, when's the $56 million coming our way?
They start putting it in escrow after this $18 million payment this year.
They haven't started putting any of it in escrow yet.
There's not a penny in that escrow account right now. Nothing.
BD, in the agreement, the only signed agreement that you have, only written agreement between TxDOT and Montgomery County regarding these direct connectors, is there a provision in there that says if the toll's removed, that it kills this deal? I didn't remember seeing it in there.
I don't recall a provision specifically to that amount. We have not looked in, have not had a chance to address the $18 million. I believe the $18 million that Commissioner Riley is talking about is payment coming from TxDOT back to the county, which is the last payment under the pass-through toll agreement,
yeah.
Phase one.
Yeah.
Commissioner, was your feeling in talking with TxDOT that if we didn't uphold our end of our agreement, they were going to nix theirs?
They were not happy at all about us not holding up our end of this agreement. the whole agreement. Every bit of it.
Past court, and Commissioner Metter and I were the only ones on the court at that time that committed to this deal. And I'm going to stand firm on my commitment to TxDOT. Now, if January y'all want to change something, that's up to you. But I'm going to stand firm with my commitments.
Well, I'd like to ask one question. Is the flyovers are paid for right now currently, and we're still collecting tolls. Do we have an exact number of how much money's coming in, Phyllis, every month?
I don't have an exact amount, Commissioner, but it ranges from about $80,000 to maybe $100,000. It's about $100,000.
And that's what I...
A lot of movement.
Okay, and we're restricting that money right now to build a third flyover. Is that the plan? Is that what's happening? Because that's what we're saying.
We should be maintaining and operating those flyovers. We should be maintaining them with that money.
Should be?
That's outside.
Probably don't need any maintenance, yeah.
I mean, I guess my question is, the argument is today, are we going to pay for that third flyover? And I just want to know where the money's going. Are we restricting that to build the third flyover? Are we moving towards
that
goal?
It's into an escrow account now, Phyllis. Sure. Is that correct? Yeah.
It's separately accounted for in Montgomery County's books. A portion of that funding does pay for operation
costs.
of what's already going on.
I understand that.
And so what we receive net after Harris County holds out what they charge to collect.
And then it goes into a general fund unrestricted?
No, sir. It's accounted for in the Toll Road Authority's books.
Right.
Okay.
And that revenue stream would go to retire bonds to pay that other leg. I mean, it makes sense
can't
to me.
Use, unless you issue a revenue bond, you can't use the revenue from the toll roads to pay general obligation debt.
And with revenue bonds.
With revenue, you can. Yeah,
right.
We'd have to do
not
revenue.
Those dollars.
These were my understanding is these were general revenue bonds that were initially done in the past through toll agreement, and through
they were GO bonds in the past.
Yeah, general.
Because there is a revenue.
General obligation. I mixed the terms. They're general obligation bonds in the pass through, in the pass through agreement, and
but that
those
revenue's
were
been
what
used
were
to retire
defeased
that
earlier
debt.
This year. Finally,
can you get with TxDOT and try to find
yeah, let me
this
ask
phase
a question.
Through?
Let me just
phase two.
What would be the possibility of us having a workshop for the pass through toll?
And having TxDOT
nobody
in here
up here. Nobody understands the thing from one end to the other. Why can't we get TxDOT, whoever, and get a workshop committed for right here so we can all get
I'm
it worked out?
I'm all for it, too.
I think that's the only way we're ever going
to
get anything.
Well, we probably need to because, like the judge said, he and I were the only ones here.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
I mean, the paperwork's
I
there,
do
the
that.
Documents.
Listen,
the
part of the agreement
there,
was what got the pass-through program put together, which built five sorely needed projects.
Yep.
And that was part of our agreement with TxDOT that we
and
would fund
I would
that
never
third and reckon
put
it.
Any money at risk. I wasn't just asking to go wildly and remove the tolls without, but I have no authority to even move anything forward.
Well, you have to go down there and talk to them. You have to negotiate with them. You have to talk to them.
I agree.
I'm telling you.
I understand
whenever
that.
Whenever you, these guys did a pretty good deal when they had $118 million worth of projects, and we're going to get $174 million back in Texas. That's
we
a
actually
good
got
deal.
About $300 million.
That's
worth
a pretty good deal. But
well,
I still think a workshop's the only way to go. If we're
long
never
as we,
gonna get
long
this,
as we commit, we've been talking about having a workshop for 3.5 years. We hadn't had one yet. So.
No, wait a minute. Who's ever
that's
said anything
about
that?
That's the first time I've heard of having a
I'm
workshop.
I'm talking about any workshop.
All right. Well, let's work on getting that on the agenda right now.
Finally.
We have an item
get
before
with
us.
TxDOT and
I will,
try to get
I
it set up
set
maybe
up.
For the next.
No, I don't
court.
Know how soon I can do it, but I will get it set up.
Good.
Awesome.
Good.
And then last thing, BD, can you please try to find a copy of this? Any agreement with TxDOT regarding phase two of this pass-through agreement so we can have more clarity on, or is it a verbal agreement or is it a written?
Need to have Jenny Jarrett ready.
I'll get it.
She's a good source.
I agree.
Yeah,
we
can
completely
include that in this
agree.
Workshop. We need to include it all so we all know what we're talking about.
Good. All right.
All right. Hold on. I want to amend my motion. I want to amend my motion. Basically, I want to still take action to remove the tolls, but only after we've had the meeting with TxDOT to assure we're not putting the county at risk of losing funds.
Well,
so
well,
is everybody in agreement
that
with that?
Why don't we just defer it and then move on?
Yeah.
I'd like to show some good faith.
I second
that.
That's fine.
I'd like to show some good faith that
another
we're willing to do
table.
That.
We'll make the motion.
Oh, let's.
Why now?
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
I will withdraw my motion. Commissioner Clark.
I'd like to make a motion that we move forward with removing the tolls after we've had a public meeting with TxDOT and assure us and the people that we're not putting any money at risk and remove the tolls as they should be.
I second that.
Questions or comments? We have no idea what TxDOT's going to say.
I don't think they like that kind of motion. I think we just need to wait. Let's meet with them, find out where we are, what we got, what we need to do, what commitments they're holding us to, make that decision at that time. I'm not going to vote to do that.
All right, we have a motion on the table. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion fails. All right. Adjourn our Commissioner's Court for executive session under Article 551076, 551074, and 551071. Need to reconvene our Commissioner's Court. There's no action necessary out of executive session. And we have our citizens' comment for anyone who did not sign up to speak on court today. So if there's anyone would like to address Commissioner's Court on an item that was not on today's agenda, now would be the time to do that. Yes, sir, if you would, I'm going to read a brief statement here so you'll know. We will now invite the public to address the court on items not on today's agenda. Please state your name and topic of your comments before beginning your remarks. Public comment may not exceed 3 minutes. It's not the intention of Montgomery County Commissioner's Court to provide a public forum for the demeaning of any individual or group. Neither is it the intention of the court to allow members of the public to insult the honesty and or integrity of the court as a body or members of the court individually. Accordingly, profane, insulting, or threatening language directed to the court or members of this court will not be tolerated. If this occurs, it may result in the cancellation of the speaker's remaining time and or removal from the courtroom. So with that, I do have two people that are signed up to speak. I don't know, were you signed up? Are you Michael? Right. Okay, let me get to these people that signed up first, and I'm sorry. Can you help me with the pronouncing of your last name?
Broxma.
Mr. Broxma, if you will approach the podium, you have 3 minutes to make your comments.
Oh. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you. My name's Michael Broxma. I live in Precinct 2. I want to bring up a safety issue. I provided some documentation. And at the corner of Decker Prairie Rhodes Hill Road Elementary School, it's identified as a 15-mile-an-hour corner. And basically, what occurs is about every time it rains, there's definitely an accident or somebody misjudges the corner, hits the brakes, they slide into a ditch. In the picture, just for an example, I photographed these yesterday. And this photo gives you an idea of how sharp the corner is with two vehicles coming. Just a couple weeks ago when we had our last small little rain, two cars collided, ended up in the ditch. The next photo showing the ditch is about 3 feet deep. And so even if they do collide or slide, they're coming from the southbound and misjudging and touching the brakes or not adjusting, or they have bad tires or whatever the cause is, it will cause them to go into that ditch. And the next photo shows the ruts of the vehicles that were left behind. And then the following photo is of the coming southbound where normally the operator is misjudging the corner, and they end up on the opposite side of the road. I actually pulled them out of the ditch. Another neighbor almost got hit from a vehicle going southbound when they're heading eastbound. The next photo, the last one or so, almost last, is kind of a close-up of the material on the road. It's very flat. What happens is when it rains, the oils and water start to bead up. The water causes the oil and rubber to bead up and causes loss of traction. Then there's a minor pothole in the corner. So I also provided the opportunities to fix this area. If you have somebody comes with a problem, good to have an answer to it. I found that there's two ways to resolve this. Is one is by placing grooves into the roadway, which will allow them to have better traction. The other is called high friction surface treatments. which they would put a polymer on the road and a grip material on there, so they would actually have a better traction. 50% of all accidents in the United States is caused by slippery roadways, and 28% of them are caused by loss of traction on corners, on flat corners. This meets both criteria.
Okay. Mr. Brockman, your time has exceeded. I would, Commissioner, you want to get with Mr. Brockman after?
I'll get with you after we get through with our toll road authority meeting. I'd like to sit down and visit with you.
That'd be great.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. The other signed up to speak was Mr. Yalick.
Good morning. My name is Eric Yalick. I'm from Precinct 3, and I'm here today on behalf of the Citizens Budget Committee. We wanted to provide this tool to the Commissioner's Court as you go into the budget process, and we will be providing additional information along the way as well. Today, I'm presenting to you our Montgomery County Salary Survey. This is a salary survey of county commissioner salaries. And what we did was we looked at, we are the 11th largest county in Texas in population. This is a survey of the 10 counties that are larger than Montgomery County in population. And what we found was that the average salary of those 10 counties was $137,532. With or without the car allowance, Montgomery County is third among the top 10 counties in compensation to county commissioners. If you take out the top two and the bottom two outliers of those 10, and that's why I've just made this one page available to you out of the report, you see that the average salary is $133,281. Now, we are making some recommendations to the Commissioner's Court with respect to salaries. You'll see on the front page of the salary survey that this is a unanimous report in all aspects from the members of our committee. There was actually one member of the committee who did not vote, and that was me. But other than me, all of our members agreed on everything except for the manner in which the transition would occur to lower salaries. And there was some disagreement, and there was a minority group of Mr. Boucher, Mr. O'Sullivan, and Mr. Reed who believed that there should be a little bit longer grandfathering than the other seven members of the committee believe. We'd like for you to seriously consider these recommendations in this salary survey. It also includes some data with respect to what the private sector pays for similar types of positions. And our ultimate recommendation is that we believe that after a transition period, the appropriate salary for a Montgomery County commissioner is $121,772, which does include a car allowance. I want to thank you for your time and your attention.
Okay. Sir, yes, sir. Good morning.
I'm Robert Stevenson, the owner of RS Investment Group, and I'm the landlord, property owner, and this is Derek.
My name is Derek Atherton, owner of Maximum Athletics.
And we are here to formally ask that you guys reconsider last week's ruling regarding some parking signs or no parking signs that were placed up and down our property. And
On the two streets are Sweet Home and Red Bay. The business I have is a gymnastics school, and at the end of the evening, we usually have plenty of parking, but there are occasions where I'll have a grandma or an extra parent wants to come watch that we end up with a little bit of overflow, and we've been pretty much sticking to our side of the street, and but they've since now put parking signs up both sides of the street. We would like to see if we could have that put on next week's agenda to re-talk about maybe removing the signs just on our side of the street, or even maybe limiting the parking time between 5 and 7, because it's only a two-hour time period that I have an issue. So that was really all.
Again, on this item, I would refer you to Commissioner Nowak if you want to visit with him after court, Commissioner.
You can visit with the county attorney's office.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, is there anyone else that would like to address the court on an item that was not on today's agenda? Mr. O'Sullivan, you've got a couple of minutes, maybe a half a minute left.
Well, I have to go by a whole minute, so.
Well, I'll wait 18 seconds to turn my minute timer on.
Okay. Basically, I was up here 6 weeks ago. I asked you to put in writing what the rules and regulations would be for public speaking. I haven't seen them yet. I think you should promulgate them, let people comment on them, then put them in force. Speaking here is the most protected speech in this country. It's political speech. So I would appreciate we had a format, rules, formally put forth and have the people look at the rules so we don't have what's been going on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else would like to address court? Mr. Wertz, you are signed up to speak on 249 if you want to do that now or you want to do it later.
Whenever it's appropriate.
We'll do that at the on the toll road agenda. Anyone else? Okay. Without commissioners, any items that we'd like to, anyone would like to discuss? I think any miscellaneous items? We'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned in our commissioners' court meeting.